It's 7:45. This is WUSF 89.7 News. I'm Susan Giles Wontuck. The number of states that require high school students to take an economics course has dropped in recent years, but in Florida, financial education appears to be a priority. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, it's not only a graduation requirement, but public schools also must teach kids about personal finance.
If you're giving a PowerPoint presentation to hundreds of teenagers and the focus is on financial literacy, you might want to consider booking a rock band as the opening act.
Thank you for being here, people.
Turns out, things like compounding interest and the perils of payday loans seem much cooler when the guy talking about it wears a black leather jacket and plays guitar. And the rock star to do just that on a recent morning at St. Petersburg High School goes by one name, Gooding, the same name as his band. Gooding's philosophy, music makes the medicine go down. So after playing a short set, the musician talks to kids from five area high schools about making smart financial decisions. And yes, he knows how that sounds.
People ask me, they're like, do you write songs about financial literacy? Do you sing about credit cards? I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to hear that band. That band should break up immediately. No.
Gooding admits that his band experienced their own financial struggles early on in their career. But after years of driving beat-up vans to the next gig and cooking ramen noodles in motel coffee pots, Gooding has learned a thing or two about money management and diversification. The band has earned extra money by licensing their music for advertising and to TV shows from CSI to Scandal. That's how they've managed to become something of a small business. In St. Pete, Gooding shared stories of celebrities and sports stars who lost fortunes. He talked about how credit scores work, and he took questions from the audience.
What's the difference between a savings account and the retirement account?
Right now, the savings account is not going to get you a lot of money back. It's still a great thing to have because it puts a brick wall between you and your money. An individual retirement account, or an IRA, is a much better return.
There is a lot of attention paid to the concept that you're never too young to start saving. Even with other responsibilities like paying off student debt or saving up for a home, some money should go towards a retirement account. Gooding's example, if an 18-year-old saves $50 a week, on average they will have over $600,000 by the time they're 65. That seemed to resonate with Samantha Lee, a senior at Northeast High School in St. Petersburg.
Because I think a lot of people like our age don't really pay attention to that at all until it's too late. So I think it's very important to start now, which is their overall message. I think that's like awesome to start now.
But you can't save if you spend. And that can be hard to resist for teenagers constantly bombarded by advertising. And next year, when some of these kids head to college, they'll face another temptation. Credit cards. According to the U.S. Department of Education, 41% of college seniors had credit card debt with an average balance of just over $3,000.
The first credit card company that you sign with is more than likely going to be the one that you stick with, and they really target teenagers for that reason.
That's Hannah Taylor, another Northeast High School senior. She and Samantha Lee are part of the school's Academy of Finance, a series of college prep classes for students looking for a career in business. Debbie Fisher is the program's director. She says financial literacy is especially important for students that have seen the consequences of what happens when families have to live paycheck to paycheck.
And so for these kids, we want them to understand this is how you get out of that situation. This is what's going to get you to that next level. This is how to complete tax forms, and this is what to do with your paycheck, and this is how to plan for your future.
After Gooding wraps up the presentation, he brings the band back on stage for one last song. By now, most of the kids are on their feet, and plenty others are clutching Gooding posters, along with flyers, on how to customize a savings plan.
Thank you, guys. Be safe. We love you.
I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
And you can hear more of Kathy Carter's ear-catching education stories at WUSFnews.org.